Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Mariela Segura. She is with the Department of Pathology and Microbiology at the University of Montreal. Thank you for joining us today, Mariela.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. We're going to talk about strep suis, and I understand this is a pretty difficult pathogen to control, isn't it?
Well, we don't have an effective vaccine right now, so we need to keep studying the epidemiology of the disease, monitor virulence strain, and try to learn more about the pathogen and learn how to manage it.
And what's the real challenge with it? It's the virulence of the strep suis and how it keeps changing. Could you talk to us about that a bit?
Well, the situation in North America is the same since the last 10 years. I know that some veterinarians have reported an increase of clinical cases or the severity of clinical cases. Still, we have been isolating the same serotypes since the last 10 years. So we have the same serotypes circulated in our farms. And compared to Europe or Asia, where there is a strain called sequence type 1, which is part of serotype 2, is of high virulence, this type of strain are less present in North America, no more than 10%. So we still need to keep monitoring those strains to see if they increase over time, but for the moment they are not increasing.
It's technically known as a zoonotic disease, meaning that it could jump from animals to humans. Is that a concern with the strep suis that you're seeing?
Okay, it's always a concern. It's just true. It's a zoonotic agent, and strains causing disease in pigs can cause disease in humans, and there are some serotypes that are more virulent than others, and that they are more zoonotic than others. The situation in North America is different once again compared to Asia. In North America, we have good biosecurity. Our veterinarians know how to handle the pathogen. They follow hygiene procedures, which are correct. So they need to keep doing as they are doing, biosecurity, use gloves when handling disease animals, use disinfectants. So they are doing well, and they just need to keep doing as they are doing. The other point is our strains are of less virulence than strains in Europe and Asia. So we are at lower risk compared to Europe. Once again, the situation in Asia is different because in Asia, people, like the general population, is at risk, not just veterinarians, because they are in close contact with piglets and they don't have biosecurity and they have those hypervirulent strains circulating there.
Now, you mentioned wanting to develop a vaccine for strep suis. Are there any vaccines available for strep suis right now?
Commercial vaccines we don't have. What we use in the field is autogenous vaccines, which mean we take the bacteria or the pathogen causing clinical signs in the hair. We use the same bacteria to prepare the vaccine, and then we give the vaccine back to the farm, to this farm. They cannot be used in another farm. Why the vaccine is called autogenous vaccine. And we have controversial results. We need more research to know if they are really working or not. For the moment, we have some reports saying that they are working, and we have reports saying that they are not working at all. And concerning more commercial vaccines, like subunit vaccines, we need more research. We are not yet there. We have some vaccine candidates, but they need to be tested. We need to find novel adjuvants. We need to find the good adjuvant to use, so we need research.
Now, why the focus on the vaccine, though? Because this is a bacterium, so I would imagine that antibiotics would be pretty effective in treating it.
Yes, antibiotics are very effective. I don't want to discuss a lot about antibiotics because it's not my field of expertise. I am an immunologist, and I work more on vaccine and region. But eventually, in the future, to control the disease and to manage the disease correctly, we will need a vaccine, and especially if we will be facing more antibiotic restrictions. Once again, I don't want to discuss about this kind of regulation because I'm not an expert on antibiotics or regulations concerning antibiotic use, but eventually a vaccine is the ideal tool to control a disease.
But let me ask, I know that your focus is vaccines and not antibiotics. In the United States, we have a new program called the Veterinary Feed Directive, which basically requires producers to get, it's like a prescription from their veterinarian before they can use a certain type of feed medication. So more producers are trying to find alternatives to antibiotics right now, and certainly a vaccine could be one of them. But if they're backing off antibiotics, I mean, that can also maybe increase pressure from certain bacteria. Would you agree?
Well, reducing the use of antibiotic will lead to an increase in clinical cases, and it has been seen in science with this called biological farms. Mm-hmm. And it's not only for Streptococcus, it's true for other pathogens as well. In this case, once again, the way to control an infection in the absence of a medication would be a vaccine.
So are there things that we don't know or understand about strep suis that is making it so difficult to develop a good commercial vaccine?
Well, you have several issues. The first one, that we have different serotypes. And in contrast to Europe, in North America, we have several serotypes or a mix of serotypes circulating in our hair. So that means that we need a vaccines able to protect against different serotypes, which is challenging because the strains are different, the geographical distribution is different, and the Streptococcus suis diversity is very high, point of view genetically and phenotypically. So we need to find a vaccine candidate that will be universal. That means that will give protection against different strain with different phenotype, different serotype, which is hard to obtain. The second issue, we already mentioned it, is good adjuvants, which increase the immunogenicity of the vaccine candidate without having deleterious effect on at the site of the injection. Mm-hmm. And the third issue is maternal immunity. If we want to vaccinate piglets, we need to know the window we have without having interference with the maternal antibodies. I mean the antibodies that have been transferred from the mother to the piglets. So we don't know exactly the window we have. We need to study that before having a vaccine working for piglets. So that's part of the challenge we have right now.
Do you feel like you're making progress?
We're making progress step by step, slowly. We are still working on there. We work on the subunit side. We work also to understand how bacteria work, how autogenous vaccine work, how we can improve them. And so we have both sides, like subunit vaccines, as well as keep going on bacteria and autogenous vaccines and try to understand them.
Now, you said that your specialty is immunology. Why the focus on strep suis?
Well, I have been working with several pathogens from parasites to bacteria, so I guess it's a good challenge. I mean, we don't have a vaccine, so when you don't have a vaccine, this is an opportunity for an immunologist. But I also studied immunology in general, and Streptococcus suis, we don't know much about the immunopathogenesis of the disease. We don't know, understand yet how the bacteria induces disease, how the host reacts to the disease. So there is, yes, the applied research, vaccinology, but I also like fundamental research. I study the pathogen and I study the host reaction to the pathogen, so we can understand more about this interaction. I think we can understand more, then we can apply the knowledge to develop a vaccine.
Well, it certainly sounds challenging, but you seem determined to make it work.
Yeah, of course. We will try. I hope so.
Excellent. We've been talking to Mariela Segura. She is an associate professor in the Department of Pathology and Microbiology at the University of Montreal. Thank you again for your time, Mariela.
Well, thank you to you.